Today is a message on unforgiveness.
今天要讲的是不饶恕。
I'd just like to start off with a short little story about my mother-in-law.
我想从我的岳母的一个故事讲起。
My mother-in-law, about 2 years ago, was visiting with us around Thanksgiving.
我岳母两年前的是感恩节到我们家来拜访。
And she was staying about a week.
她在我们家待了大约有一周。
And it's different having to stay with your mother-in-law.
就是生活就跟你岳母在一起的生活就跟平常不太一样了。
Sometimes it's a little difficult.
这有点难。
And so I remember I was cooking this meal and I had to go outside to the barbecue to cook. And it was cold outside.
我要到外面去来做烧烤，那个时候很冷。
And my mother-in-law is always correcting me and all of that.
然后她总是要责备我。
So I grabbed the plate of food and I was going to go barbecue on the grill. And so I went outside.
我拿着食物要去外面烧烤，然后我就去外面了。
And what I would do is I would come back in, because it was so cold outside, I would let the meat cook and I would watch through the window.
然后烧烤的时候我就逃回屋子，然后从窗户里面看着肉在那边烧。
So I would go in and out.
然后我就这样来来回回。
And one time I went out, but when I was going to go bring the food in.
然后有一次我要出去拿食物进来。
And she locked the door.
然后她把门锁了。
Now, I don't think she meant to do that.
我相信她不是有意这样做的。
It was a mistake.
就可能是有什么误会。
She just saw the door unlocked, she locked it.
然后她只是看见门没有锁，所以她就把它锁上了。
But when I came back, I saw her walking to the sofa.
但是我回来的时候，我看到她朝沙发走过去。
And I realized if I knocked on the door right away, she would turn around and open it.
我意识到如果我现在就敲门的话，她会回来，然后就开门。
But I let her walk.
但是我就让她走过去了。
And she went all the way to the sofa.
然后她就走到沙发那边。
And then she laid down.
然后她躺下来。
And I could see that she was going to lay down.
然后我知道她就要躺在沙发上。
And I waited.
我就在那等着。
And it wasn't until she was all comfortable and reading the book.
然后直到她坐下来，然后很舒服的在那里读书。
That I knocked on the door.
然后我才那个时候才敲门。
I did not have a very forgiving heart at that point.
那个时候我并没有一颗很宽容的心。
My heart was hardened towards her.
我那个时候心就很刚硬。
It was not a good thing.
这个不太好。
I shouldn't have done that.
我不应该那样做。
The last few weeks, we have been looking at issues with ourselves.
但是上几周我们应该要审查我们自己的内心。
We talked about that we could be resistant to God's love.
我们发现我们有的时候会阻挡抗拒神的爱。
We talked about the fact that we could have a hardened heart.
我们发现我们讲到我们可能会有一颗刚硬的心。
And today we're going to talk about unforgiveness.
今天我们要讲的是不饶恕的心。
All of those things will hinder our growing of deep roots in Christ.
所有这些都会成为我们扎根在耶稣基督里面的阻碍。
And with each of those messages,
对于我的每一篇讲道
，We're asked to take or do some self-diagnosis in our lives.
我们都想要做一些自我反省。
Now you may be thinking, you may be thinking,
你可能会想
that does the pastor just preach this, or does he do self-diagnosis on himself?
牧师只是说说而已，还是说他自己也真的做了内心的审查呢？
And I just want to assure you, brothers and sisters,
我想向你们保证
that I internalize these messages.
我真的是在内心里也做了这些功课。
And especially this one on unforgiveness.
特别是这一篇有关于不饶恕的讲道。
And I want to assure you, brothers and sisters,
我可以向你们保证
that I am not withholding forgiveness from any one of my church family.
我没有对于我们教会的哪位成员不饶恕。
I love you all dearly.
我真的爱你们中的每一位。
Now, when we look at this message, we may have some barriers to receiving the message today.
当我们听这篇讲道的话的今天这篇讲道可能会有一些障碍。
I think it's because the way men are wired that we are the worst at self-diagnosis.
因为人受造的方式就注定我们最不擅长的就是自我审查。
I think that men are often in denial.
我觉得人总是在否认自己的行为。
Many of us, though, will not want to admit that we are not as forgiving as we think we are.
很多人，我们中的很多人都会否认说我，都不想承认我们，并其实并没有我们自己想象的那么宽容。
And that might be a barrier to receiving the message today.
这一点可能会成为接受今天这篇讯息的一个障碍。
But there might be a second barrier.
但是还会有第二个障碍。
Some of us may have formulated a wrong theology about forgiveness.
我们中有些人可能对于宽恕有一种不正确的神学观念。
And it is important that we get it straight.
但是我们要扭转这种观念。
So we will look at what Jesus has to say about forgiveness today.
所以我们今天要来看看耶稣基督对于饶恕有怎样的说法。
And I would just like to ask our sister to read this passage.
接下来我们读马太福音六章九到十五节。所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免老人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
These verses teach us so much about forgiveness.
这一篇这几节经文讲了很多有关于饶恕的话。
They teach us to forgive the way we have they teach us that God should forgive us the way we have forgiven others.
这几节经文告诉我们，神饶恕我们，就好像我们饶恕别人一样。
Now all of these verses are verses that Jesus spoke about forgiveness.
这些经文接下来这些经文都是耶稣基督所讲的有关饶恕的话。
Now we read this one earlier, but if you could just read it again.
这段经文我们刚刚读过。那时彼得近前来对耶稣说：主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？到七次可以吗？耶稣说：我对你说，不是到七次，乃是到七十个七次。
Now Peter thought seven was a good number.
彼得觉得七次就够了。
It's actually the perfect number.
这个是最好的那个数字。
But Jesus said not so.
但是耶稣说不是这样子。
He said 77 times.
他说要到七十个七次。
And that is a Hebrew way of saying forever and ever.
七十七在希伯来语当中其实是直到永远的意思。
Let's look at Mark chapter 11.
马可福音十一章二十四到二十五节。所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。你们站着祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们，就当饶恕他，好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。
From this verse, we can gather Jesus really doesn't care about our prayer to him. He wants us to forgive our brother first.
所以这一段经文就告诉我们，耶稣基督并不在意我们的祷告，他在意的是，我们要先在祷告之前要先饶恕我们的弟兄。
And he says, The Father will not forgive you unless you forgive your brother.
他说，如果你不饶恕你的弟兄，那么你的天上的父也不会来饶恕你。
That's a hard saying.
这个说法其实是很难听的。
Look at Luke chapter 6, 36 and 37.
路加福音六章36到37节，你们要慈悲，像你们的父慈悲一样。你们不要论断人，就不被论断；你们不要定人的罪，就不被定罪；你们要饶恕人，就闭门饶恕。
Forgive so that you may be forgiven.
你们要先饶恕人，这样你们才可以被别人饶恕。
Look at Luke chapter 7, verse 47.
路加福音七章四十七节。所以我告诉你，他许多的罪都赦免了，因为他的爱多。但那赦免少的，他的爱就少。
Jesus ties her love for him very closely with her forgiveness.
所以耶稣把他的爱很与他那个人所拥有的赦免都联系起来。
Look at the next one, Luke 11:4.
路加福音十一章四节，赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人。不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
We ask for forgiveness so that then we can also forgive.
我们求神的饶恕，这样我们要饶恕别人，这样我们也可以得到饶恕。
And look at Luke 17, verses 3 through 4.
路加福音十七章三到四节，你们要谨慎，若是你的弟兄得罪你。就劝诫他，他若懊悔，就饶恕他。倘若他一天七次得罪你，又七次回转说我懊悔了，你总要饶恕他。
Jesus here introduces the idea of repentance.
耶稣在这里提到了反悔这个概念。
Many people build their theology of forgiveness on this one verse.
许多人把他们关于饶恕的神学观念建立在这一节经文上面。
And when they do that, they come out thinking incorrectly concerning forgiveness.
但是他们如果是这样做的话，他们其实对于饶恕的观念是有偏差的。
Jesus says a lot more about forgiveness than he does repentance in this verse.
在这节当中，耶稣更加强调的是饶恕，而不是回转。
And this is the only time that Jesus introduces repentance when he's talking strictly about forgiveness.
在他讲所有饶恕的这些话的时候，这是唯一一次他讲到回转。
And the last one is Luke 23:34.
最后一节是路加福音二十三章三十四节。当下耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”兵丁就拈阄分他的衣服。
In this verse, we see that the people don't even know what they are doing, yet Jesus says, "Father, forgive them."
在这一节的时候，我们看到人甚至都不知道他们做了什么，但是耶稣却说：“父啊，赦免他们。”
There is absolutely no sense of repentance on the part of those people.
在这些人身上，他们其实并没有懊悔回转。
I would just like to read two passages from Paul's writings.
我还想读两节关于保罗所写的经文。
And he writes in Ephesians 4, verse 32, Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you.
以弗所书四章三十二节，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
And he says something very similar in Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. He says, Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord has forgiven you.
另一节相似的经文记载在哥罗西书三章十三节。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。 主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
Forgive as the Lord has forgiven us.
饶恕别人就好像神饶恕我们。
Before we even knew that we were doing wrong, He had already extended forgiveness to us.
在我们还没有意识到我们犯罪之前，神就已经把他的饶恕加到了我们身上。
Now these are the things that Jesus said about forgiveness.
这些就是耶稣所说的关于饶恕的话。
These aren't all the verses.
这还不包括所有的经文。
But these are the main verses about a one-directional forgiveness.
但是这些经文已经讲到了，这个饶恕是一种单方面的饶恕。
Now what I'd like to do is I'd like to answer just a couple of questions here today.
我今天想要回答一些问题。
And what I'd like to do is I would like to look at when we are to forgive.
我想回答我们到底什么时候才可以饶恕别人呢？
And why we are to forgive.
以及为什么我们要饶恕呢？
And I think we're only going to get through why we are to forgive today.
我们今天可能只能讲第一个问题，就是为什么，什么时候我们应当饶恕。
And the first point I'd like to make about why we are to forgive is this. The basis of our forgiveness toward other people is God's forgiveness for us.
我想说的第一点是，我们之所以能够原谅别人，是因为神他原谅了我们。
Jesus told Peter that they are always to forgive, then he told them this parable.
耶稣告诉彼得说，你们总是要饶恕别人，他讲了我们刚刚所读的这个比喻。
And we read the parable in our scripture reading this morning.
就是我们刚刚所读的。
But I think I'd like to just reread verses 34 and 35 again.
我想要重新读一下13章到34到35。
Do you have them?
No.
Okay, hold on just a moment. Here's where I pulled something on her. Sorry. Okay, thank you.
34章。34节说，主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债。你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
Verse 34 tells us what happens apart from grace.
34节告诉我们，如果没有恩典的话，那么我们会发生什么。
And verse 35 is an incredible verse.
35章是很让人吃惊的一节。
It's such a devastating verse.
它真的很让人震惊。
What is going on here?
那么这里讲了什么呢？
Jesus is telling us that even though we have experienced grace, we still may not have a grasp on the incredible depth of grace.
耶稣所讲的是我们哪怕经历过恩典，但是我们仍然不知道我们所经历的这个恩典有多么的深厚。
Brothers and sisters, you and I have been shown an unbelievable amount of grace, and we have no idea of the depth of our sin.
兄弟姐妹们，我们都经历了恩典，我们这个恩典是非常的大，但是我们却不知道我们犯的罪是多么的大。
How far from God's righteousness have we fallen?
我们离神的公义的标准又有多远，我们也不知道。
How truly sinful we are.
我们也更不知道我们是怎么样的罪人。
Yet in God's mercy, He extends grace and has forgiven us.
但是神凭着他的恩典慈爱，他就把他的饶恕加给我们。
And so what is the real point that Jesus is making from this parable?
那么耶稣基督从这则比喻当中他所真正想要说明的是哪一点呢？
Now I know that we can all look at this parable and identify the parts.
我们都可以看这节经文，这几段经文，然后我们都可以找到它的意义。
The master is God.
那个主人就是神。
The indebted servant is us.
那个欠债的仆人就是我们。
And then the servant of the servant is those others, our brothers and sisters.
然后那个仆人的朋友就是我们的兄弟姐妹。
And if we just say, well, I get the point.
然后如果我们只是说我已经看懂了这个比喻。
God is saying he has forgiven us.
神说他已经原谅我们了。
So we forgive others.
所以我们要可以原谅别人。
And we check that off.
然后我们就说我们读懂了。
As an intellectual exercise.
就好像是我们在做阅读理解一样。
If we do that.
如果我们这样做的。
We're going to miss the point of this parable.
那么我们就失去了这段经文的真意。
You see, because the real point of this parable.
因为这段经义真正讲的是。
And what God is trying to tell us through Jesus, all of us, this is what he's trying to tell all of us.
神借着耶稣基督的口想要告诉我们的是。
Is this.
就是。
How dare you not forgive your brother from your heart?
你怎么敢不从心底里原谅你的兄弟呢?
How dare you not do it?
你怎么敢呢?
After what I have done for you.
在我为你做了这么多之后。
How dare you not do it?
你怎么敢呢?
That's what he's saying.
他这段经文所要真正讲的是这个。
It's so easy to read through this parable and not hear that.
要读完这段经义不听到这句话是很难的。
But that's what he's saying.
但是这就是他所要想讲的。
Paul talks about people who judge others in Romans chapter 2 verse 4.
保罗在罗马书二章四节当中说。
And he says this, or do you have contempt for the riches of God's generosity, tolerance and patience?Don't you realize that God's kindness is supposed to lead you to change your heart and life?
还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改呢?
Paul is simply saying this, if we cannot reciprocate, if we cannot treat others as Christ has treated us, then we hate his generosity.His tolerance and his patience with us.
那保罗这边就说的是，如果你不从心里原谅你的弟兄的话，那么你其实就是在藐视神的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，在藐视他的恩典。
This is a real problem, brothers and sisters.
这是一个很严重的问题。
We will not be able to grow spiritually if we do not reciprocate the kind of forgiveness that we have received to one another.
如果我们不能复制从神那里我们所得到的宽容，那么我们就
What are we going to do?
那么我们要做什么呢?
What can we do?
那么我们可以做什么呢?
The second point that I get from this parable is this.
那么从这段经文当中我所看到的第二点是
An adequate response to grace compels us.To forgive.
我们如果要充分地回应神的恩典，那么我们就应该要饶恕别人。
Do you know, if we really understand God's grace to us, then forgiveness shouldn't be a problem.
如果我们真正地理解神对我们的恩典，那么饶恕就不是一件难事。
Brothers and sisters, my encouragement to all of us.
兄弟姐妹们，我鼓励你们。
Is that we spend more time examining God's grace to us?
我们要花更多的时间来看看神在我们身上的恩典。
Because that is the deep soil that our roots need to grow in.
那是我们需要生根，把我们的根深深扎入的土壤。
And if we do,
如果我们这样做的话。
We will produce fruit upwards.
我们就可以在上面生长出果实。
God's grace is where we find all the nutrients and strength for ourselves.
神的恩典是我们能够找到，是我们生根发芽， 成长的土壤。
And the more we root ourselves in God's grace, the more we will be like our Lord Jesus.
我们越是深根，深深植入神的恩典里面，我们就会更加像主。
He forgives without an apology.
我们要饶恕别人，而不需并，但这个饶恕并不需要别人先向我们道歉。
Now the next time I share with you,
下次我与你们分享的时候
，we're going to talk about this one-sided forgiveness.
我们还要继续讲一讲这种单方面的饶恕。
It is different than reconciliation.
这和与人和好是不一样的。
Reconciliation is between two people.
与人和好是两个人之间的事情。
And it's more complicated.
这个是更加复杂的。
There's conversation.
会有一些交谈。
There's confession.
会有要忏悔。
And there is forgiveness.
然后才是饶恕。
But that's not what Jesus is talking about.
但是耶稣基督所讲的并不是这样的。
He's talking about a forgiveness that comes from us.
他所讲的是从我们自己心里面单方面的饶恕。
Without anyone repenting to us.
不需要别人向我们后悔回转，他才会有这样的饶恕。
And so now, this is our challenge.
所以我们的挑战就来了。
How forgiving are we?
我们是怎样的？我们有是不是这样的宽容呢
？Do we forgive like Jesus forgave us?
我们是不是像耶稣基督宽容我们一样去饶恕别人呢
？Amen.
Amen.